Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
I think we're all here and we're all set to go, and it's light speed as usual. We're moving at light speed, 186,000. How many more miles is it, Dave?
Just to be 186,283.4.
There you go, friends. So if you exceed the .4, you will not be able to hear our show. Okay, so stay within the light speed. It's not just a good idea. It's the law, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, at least as far as we know. But anyhow, Dave and I are here to be with you and ask all kinds of philosophical questions, just like the one we just did. And, you know, the other thing I was going to talk about, we were thinking that we were live a little earlier because we kind of got a little technical, you know, kind of a merry-go-round thing happening here with our technology and all that stuff. But anyhow, we are live now, and, hey, a great show coming up tomorrow, with Fred Kelly Grant. I just want to, continue to remind people this man has been an attorney for over 50 years. He's doing things and showing you how to do things to stop the, overreaching arms of the federal government by using their own tools and weapons and protocols. He's not a violent person at all. He knows the law. And he's going to be talking to us for a little while. He was instrumental in helping stop the NAFTA highway that was trying to go through Texas, of course. They keep trying to go around him, you know, and they keep violating the people's votes and their decisions and will. But he will find another way, you know, I mean, and he's helping gun owners. He's helping people like the Emmerich family up in Colorado who are being run off their land. He knows a lot about these BLM issues and things like that. And he will be taking calls because we're going to stretch that show all the way into Mr. Tuscan's time yesterday. I've approved this already with the great Bob Tuscan, and he said it was okay. And so anyhow, Dave, we will be on with a great show tomorrow. with Fred Kelly Grant, and get your recorders out, record this. We will be posting the archive of this program, or the recording of this program up in our lightspeedradio.chitango chat room, so that people can send that out to friends as well. But or please copy it and make it download, so you don't use up too much bandwidth. But we really want to get this information out. So a big show today as well. You know, we'll be talking about some of these things going on. And Dave, it's good to have you with us. I'm glad you're not too busy right now to take time for our wonderful audience.
Hey, well, I'm glad to be here. And you know, busy is kind of a relative subject there. We're just kind of waiting some stuff out at this point. We had a good day so far, so I guess it's happy all the way around, so there you go.
Happy. Yeah, that's good. You know,
happy.
You can, if you know these markets and you can work with these things, then you can do pretty well with it. We kind of keep an eye on the economy, and of course things are drifting back and forth across the pond, as you might say, concerning exchanges and various kinds of things affecting all of these securities and notes and treasury notes and you know, long-term futures on various, you know, products and commodities, all kinds of things. Now, I'm not sure how deep Dave and his people go into that, but we do watch it all, of course. And, you know, we have said before that the Baltic Dry Index and the Durable Goods Index, both of them are down, which indicates that production is down, friends, which means that...
Way down.
Yeah, way, way down. How far do you think this is, Dave? I mean, is this almost record level, or at least at this point, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's been record lows. I mean, it's a good grief. I mean, when it, you know, got under 200, I was like, man, this is not good, because the Baltic Dry Index, and I think it was like 2007, was sitting at 11,000. So that should tell you that things are not being moved around like they used to.
Yeah, they're really not. And that shows you that there's productivity that's down because the market is down. But, you know, I mean, it only stands to reason that there's only so many products people need, too. You know what I mean? There's been a lot of production of products. And, you know, I mean, I don't think everybody needs a new desk. Not everybody needs a new, Davenport or a chair or a light. And they're coming out with some new products like, you know, the LED lights and things like that as well.
Oh, and I like them LED lights and all. But part of the problem is, even though people need new products, they don't have the money for it. Yeah. There are still so many people out of work. I mean, you know, like 100 million people don't have adequate employment. That's a lot. That is not a 4.9% unemployment. That figure is nothing but nonsense.
Right, and that was what, about a third of Americans are underemployed. I saw that article. I think that's the one you were quoting, isn't it?
No, I'm not quoting it. I'm just, you know, taking, you know, my own analysis off the Bureau of Labor Statistics and saying, we've got a problem.
Yeah. Well, see there, you checked it for yourself, and I heard another report that was similar to that. They said almost 29% or 30%, something like that, of working Americans are underemployed or not making enough money. And that is, I guess, a big part of it. And what we got now, 46 million people on food stamps. It was a slightly down a little bit, but it doesn't correspond with the so-called return to jobs that we've been told.
No, not at all.
No, you know what I mean? Not at all. And, you know, it's not a good situation. And we're not trying to be negative, as we always say, because we're working on things to bring people around to be a little bit more self-reliant instead of waiting on this international economy to help us, because we know it's not doing it. But, you know, that number is very, very depressing, if you like the word. And I guess the word depression is, you know, when your neighbor's out of a job, it's a recession. And if you're out of one, it's a depression. You know, I think that's the old definition. But we're seeing more people out of work or not working to the level of being able to make the kind of money to, you know, adequately take care of all their needs, especially with this incredibly hideous hoax called Obamacare and healthcare costs just driving people into an enormous amount of bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, good grief. Now, that thing never worked at all. The website still doesn't work. It's been a giant Charlie Foxtrot of non-functionality. And everybody that had the insurance that thought they were going to get to keep it didn't get to keep it. And now they have policies that are more expensive with higher deductibles that are a whole lot less useful. the Affordable Care Act my ass. You know, it's funny how all these government acts always seem to do exactly the opposite of what they say they're going to do.
Yeah, right. Department of Homeland Security, right? That's
Homeland Insecurity.
Right, yeah. The Infernal Revenue Service, you know. That's what I call
it. Oh, don't even get me started with those guys. Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, hopefully we're moving towards a change, and then there's going to have to be a glasnost, as the Russians used to call it, where, you know, there's a clearing of the throat. There's a admission of how far gone we are, you know, coming out with all the truth about the lies they've been telling for all these years. And, of course, Deborah Jane Palfrey is in the news again. We might get to that story in a little bit here, Dave. You know, she was the D.C. madam who told everybody she would never commit suicide. And she had this book with all these contacts of very high rollers in Washington, D.C. Well, then she's found hanging from an extension cord in her mother's shed, a very suspicious so-called suicide. Even Geraldo, you know, even he was asking questions about this, and they told him to shut up. You know,
yeah. I would tell him to shut up for other reasons. Yeah. Oh, I did hear something else in passing that made me chuckle. Apparently, Microsoft was working on coming up with some kind of artificial intelligence to go, you know, analyze all the stuff out on the internet, and it did so, and it came to the conclusion, this artificial intelligence process, that 9/11 was an inside job.
Really? Really? Well,
how about that? I mean, I don't think it takes much intelligence to figure that out, because that official story is such bovine excrement.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that. It's been that way for so long. And, you know, this is, I've always said, 9/11 was actually the death of the mainstream news media. It's just that they're kind of going through the death throes of zombieism right now.
Yeah, pretty much. And also, the little artificial intelligence process figured out on its own how to surf for porn. So,
Wow, there you go. I guess they, artificial intelligence, what, like monkey see, monkey do, you know? You know
what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, we got Steve in California hanging. Let's see if we can bring him on real quick here and get some words from him. Steve, how are you doing?
Great, guys. Doing good. No, I just caught the beginning here, talked about the Baltic Dry Index. You know, I noticed that, I followed that for the longest time. And it did peak out. The lowest it finally dropped was 290. And then corporate media, somebody got tipped off corporate media on that, how important a future economic indicator that is. And so once media, corporate media got their information on that, how important it was, I noticed that they then started to manipulate even that number now. So they increase it about 1 to 5, maybe 7 points per day, which is not a true reading anymore. Just like they're manipulating the Wall Street numbers, they're also now manipulating the Baltic Dry Index. They let it go to 290. It would have gone further lower than that. And I can tell you out here in the San Francisco area that the barges are coming in, and not as frequent, and they're not as loaded, because that travel is very costly if you don't have the consumer confidence is down, and the people just aren't buying the luxuries, you know. They're buying necessities, and so they finally let it go to 290, and they said that we can't go any further lower than that. We have to now start changing that and then pitching this story of the economy is doing well and improving and, you know, all that other stuff.
And it's all pure fiction.
Yep. Yeah, sure. Well, we know about the plunge protection team, and what their job is to basically keep the stock market from going too low. And so basically whenever it starts to take a dive, they throw about $300 to $400 billion in there, I would suppose, to just turn it around and maybe pump it up a little bit. Then they suck the money slowly back out. And I'm sure they're doing the same thing now with the Baltic Dry Index, something along that line. So, it's,
you know, I tracked it for a while, guys. I tracked it. The stock market for about a month. What's interesting on the Pacific Coast time at 11 to 11:15, quantitative easing and plunge protection started. The government started right around that time, which is 2 o'clock their time, East Coast. And so with that, air in the balloon with the slow leak theory, that they'll pump it up as fast as they can towards the end within a couple hours of the market closing, and that it'll finally escape, the air will escape, the money will finally trickle down. and they'll still end up in positive territory. And it works sometimes, but sometimes it does not.
Right, and you'll see sometimes when people buy in believing that the market is going up, there'll be a sharp drop off. That's where they kind of pull a lot of it out, or they'll funnel it out when they have to. You know, I mean, it's a wager, it's a gamble, and they have to try to come up on the positive side of this thing. But you know, we're still playing around with hundreds of billions of dollars here, and in the long run, I could see them easily exceeding $1 trillion in losses on this thing.
Well, a lot of these industries, these businesses are cooking their books. They're overinflating the value of their stocks, no doubt about it. But what's happening is that the government's giving money to these high-frequency traders to pump up their stock volume, which is just falsely inflated value of the stock itself. And when a word catches on, because people know what's going on. I mean, the people in the business know what's going on, and it just doesn't sustain. It won't hold for very long. So in time, this thing will come crashing down.
Yeah. Pretty definite, I think.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we got a good guest that you helped us lined up tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, and, looking forward to that.
Fred Kelly Grant, so I hope you'll be tuned in, and people will be calling in. Some of his people will be listening as well to call in and with some questions, and I don't know how long we want to go for the first hour just to let Fred talk. You know, I'd rather just hear what he has to say first before we start, you know, asking him questions. But it's going to be very good, and I appreciate your helping us with that and getting some very good interviews lined up for the show here, Steve.
You got it, guys. Hey, have a great day.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow. All right.
Stay safe.
Yeah. You know, these are the kinds of things that are happening out there. Here's another oops. Bernie Sanders not on the D.C. ballot after Democratic Party registration error. Oh, for goodness sakes. I guess they thought they had the dog catcher, the city trash removal inspector, and all these other people on the ballot, you know, but they forgot Bernie Sanders for some reason in D.C. Oh, I mean, that's so silly, you know. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Davis.
Unfortunately, yeah. Now, you know, I could write that off to an honest mistake if they would have neglected to put Hillary on the ballot there, but, yeah. You know, that's never going to happen.
Right.
Heck, they probably stuck her on there twice.
Yeah, well, this is from NBC Washington, March 30th, yesterday. And I think a lot of people have heard the story already, but I'll go over it real quick. D.C. party officials called the problem, quote, a minor administrative dispute. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' name is not on the primary ballot in Washington, D.C. after the D.C. Democratic Party submitted registration paperwork a day late, News 4 has learned. Okay, the Sanders campaign, as well as the Hillary Clinton campaign, submitted registration fees of $2,500 on time earlier this month in advance of the June 14th Democratic primary. But the D.C. Democrats did not notify the D.C. Board of Elections until a day after the registration deadline on March 16th. That's what News 4's Tom Sherwood was first to report on the Twitter. And he says that ADC voter filed a challenge against the Sanders campaign's registration. That challenge is expected to be heard in early April. No challenge was filed against the Clinton campaign, sources said. So, I mean, you know, obviously, it's pretty amazing that you have to spend all this money and all this kind of thing to get on the ballot there, but apparently they found a way to not take his money or to set this up in a way that he wasn't paid, and this administrative error of some sort has removed Bernie Sanders from the ballot in D.C. So, yeah, you feel the burn, you know what I mean? Bernie Sanders is being, he's being hassled quite a bit by the same process which doesn't want him in office any more than they want Donald Trump to be the candidate for the GOP. So we're watching the elitists. They're trying to pit Hillary Clinton up against somebody like Cruz or Rubio or probably Ryan. I don't think Cruz is going to make it. I think he's floundering and having some trouble. And, of course, Roger Stone and people like that who are pretty close to Donald Trump are saying that Hillary's in trouble now, too. Another report out now, just recently, that the FBI is looking at going ahead with an interview and possibly an investigation into Hillary Clinton. I know people have said, I'll believe it when I see it, and I'm not sure you're going to see it right away either. But, I mean, that story is also there, that Hillary Clinton is in a little bit more trouble with the FBI and this investigation over the emails than a lot of people may realize. And this is David Schuster, Ajim's David Schuster exclusive. Hillary Clinton is to be interviewed by FBI Director Comey in coming days. And so there are some difficulties still going on with this. Now, what are the Democrats going to do? I mean, they've sabotaged Bernie Sanders to a large extent. And Hillary Clinton may not make it. I mean, they're going to have to change horses in mid-race here, and it'll probably be no later than middle of June if they have any sanity at all, because I don't think anybody's going to turn around and vote for a Democrat that hasn't been even on the primary or even been out there campaigning day for 2 months or 3 months before their convention. So, I mean, I don't know. I have said this before. I don't think Hillary's going to make it. I don't think she's going to be the candidate. But we'll have to see. Hey, stay tuned, friends. We'll be right back. Take some calls, maybe. You're listening to Lightspeed right here on RBN.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hey, welcome back. Lightspeed continues here. Got a little short segment, and you know, Chris will have to dump out at the end of the hour, of course, to do some more commercials and things like that. But I do appreciate all you folks supporting our sponsors. That's how we stay on the air at RBN. And a lot of great stories up there. One on Monsanto that I'm going to get to in a little while at republicbroadcasting.org. our webpage, and a lot of good stories, and of course you can get the schedule and a lot of things that are coming up. You know, Dave and I were talking and kind of laughing during the break. We were thinking about what it would be like to see Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a debate. You know, and I think it would be pretty funny and pretty entertaining, at least to say, I mean, you got to admit, you know, that would be a Punch and Judy show. I mean, we'll call it a distraction, call it whatever you like, but I mean, those two going at each other would really be something. And of course, I think Trump would really come out ahead, because all he has to say is, what did you do with $100,000 I gave to the Clinton Foundation to help those kids? And I'm suing you, you know, and all this other. You can just see her trying to cover. But I don't think she's going to make it, Dave. I really have serious concerns about whether she's mentally capable of keeping up at this pace. I think she's mentally ill. Her aides have said she's sometimes disoriented and confused, and you know, she acts like that when she talks. She's a pathetic liar, like she is and has been. People like that, when they get old, can't remember truth from lies anymore. I mean, it does have an effect on you as you get older. You can't seem to get your bearings, because everything is relative to you, and it starts to affect your entire system. You know, I've heard about that. I mean, I do believe that there is a psychosis that accompanies that kind of a condition. But what do you think?
Hillary, psychosis. Say it ain't so.
Yeah, say it ain't so.
Yeah, no, I see the whole thing falling apart, and it needs to. She needs to go away. She needs to be put through due process and then stuck in front of their firing squad and dealt with. She's committed treason and murder and so many other acts contrary to the will of the people. She is bad news all around. The fact that they still have her up there as a candidate is shocking. I heard a whole list of all the scandals that she's been involved with, and it took, good 3 minutes to read them all. And any one of them would have been enough to impeach a president, and she's got dozens and dozens and dozens of them, and yet she's still there. I mean, what the hell is wrong with this system?
Right, and I blame people like Cruz and Rubio and Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and all these other people who keep telling us that she's a threat as a president. And I said, look, she's already a threat being on the streets. Now, come on. What are you guys doing about this? You know, they act like they can't do anything. They're impotent. You know, they're whining little wussies, and they aren't taking their job and their responsibilities seriously. She should not even be out running the streets, friends. I mean, for her own sake, let's put it this way. Regardless of how I personally feel about her, I'd say this. This woman needs to retire. She needs to go away. You know, she is no longer capable or fit of handling any position in any government, much less the presidency. So, she's on her way down, I believe. I honestly do.
Yep. I would like to see it go. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Hey, I'll throw this out there. Here's an idea, and I think anybody could go along with this one. We'll give all these people, Hillary Clinton included, amnesty and immunity for everything that they've done if they simply go away and never be heard from again.
Yep.
Easy. Just go away. Leave us alone. We're done.
We'll put them on like the Prisoner's Island. Remember that show, The Prisoner, where they had a really nice island?
And
everybody played games and drank tea, and it was a nice place, but you could never leave. You know, it was like a Hotel California. You can never leave, you know. But that's where she belongs, and that will commit her unto the judgment of God, you know, because there are people who are going to
answer. She ain't getting out of that one.
No. You're not going to get out of that very easily at all. And those kinds of things that, you know, she's done, you know, all of her life are going to be held accountable someday. But in the meantime, you know, she has no business in the American political theater at all. None. And it should be evident to the Democrats by now, but they're so brain dead that, you know, they think anything works. All right. Well, we'll be back after this break for a long segment. Take some calls maybe and get on to some other stories. Stay tuned to Lightspeed. Steve and Dave will return.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. Lightspeed continues with Etheric Dave and myself, Steve Stars. Here we are Monday through Friday. Today's Thursday, of course, and tomorrow is April 1st. Should we be on guard for, April Fool's kind of
We've had enough of that coming out of Washington, D.C. for the past days and days and days for decade after decade after decade. Yeah. The April Fool's joke they could play on us would be all of a sudden, hey, we're going to take 24 hours and we're going to start telling the truth. Yeah, that would be a good joke.
Right. We might actually fall for that. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Assume it's a lie. Well, you know, another thing we should be keeping in mind, of course, and I don't want to get into the occultic stuff, but this time of year they always pull something, or it seems like these are those events. They have to have some sort of a spring blood ritual. And that's something, you know, that a lot of the people who have studied these things have said is pretty historical. We've seen so many, of course. But we'll just have to be prepared, because April sometimes brings some very, very strange and awesome and weird events that are questionable in their origin and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a bunch of sick puppies out there. I mean, you know, you're going to have that.
Yes, you sure are, and they are sick puppies, that's for sure. Well, you know, I have a dog that's pretty healthy here. I've been taking care of him, and, of course, you know, I know a lot of other people are animal lovers, and I know we have a lot of callers that are out there who like to talk about things that are nice as well sometimes. And one of those persons is our friend Francis in North Carolina. Let's see if Francis can cheer us up today. What do you think, Dave?
That's a good try. Come on, Francis. How you doing?
I'm here. I think
good.
I'm here.
Good.
You're here.
I'm not sure exactly how pleasant I'm going to make it for you, but I could sweet talk it. But,
okay, April Fools, but that was a little weird.
You know, speaking of that, that's a lousy day to have that on, which would be a Friday.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Lousy day to do it, because then you have people wondering come Monday, okay, is the stock going to fall? Is there going to be a major stock market crash? Is there going to be a boo-boo somewhere, somehow, in the U.S. of a bomb going off? That was planted already beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could happen. You know, there's April 1st has been, well, let's put it this way, it was notoriously used for many things in times past as a means of doing kind of odious things. We've known that. I mean, the Ayatollah Khomeini back in Iran declared April 1st the first day of the government of God. In Iran, you know. I mean, April Fools, come on.
And I'm leaving that alone.
Yeah, I'll leave that alone. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that was one of the events, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As for another thought for you, and I talked about Hillary and her just leaving the picture and all that, I've got a really rhetorical question for you both. With all the money and the sex that you can handle, do you really think she's going to leave D.C.? I don't think so. I don't care how the money is coming to her. I don't care what kind of sex she's into. It really doesn't matter. She's going to stay there and basically peddle the cycle, the propaganda, who knows what, and back up everything that she's given marching orders about to do, just like any other politician that goes there.
Okay, so the rhetorical question, though, is she going to leave? Yeah. I see all the attachments there, you know, with that question that have to be considered. Yes, there's a lot of things that she would be interested in doing, and I think the key thing is she has her agenda, and she's going to stay with some kind of an agenda, and she's going to try to keep pulling that off no matter what happens.
Well, of course.
But if she's drummed out by the Democratic Party, she's going to have a lot of trouble, I think, having much credibility or gain or anybody to fall back on.
No. She's not going to be drummed out by the Democratic Party, because, quite frankly, that sounds more like a setup than anything else. Because, quite frankly, as you well know, both parties are two heads of the same snake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I use that analogy for poor snakes, because snakes get a bad rap as is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are.
So, I mean, no matter what they say regarding each side of the aisle, they're backing their political buddies one way or the other, pat on the shoulder or pat on the butt, take your pick, it doesn't matter. They all know where their money's coming from as far as international bankers are concerned. and the lobbyists on K Avenue or K Street, whatever you want to call it, when they had that revolving door going, not to mention the military-industrial complex.
So, yes, they do.
It's really absurd, and I find it to be a complete joke from the get-go. Now, the funny part is that it's taken me a good long period, at least a decade or so, to figure out what the heck is going on with this fiasco, because when I was younger, oh, the U.S. is great. We have a political system. We vote for our officers and our commander-in-chief, you know, for the White House and yada, yada, yada. And I'm thinking, uh-huh. And you know something? And all the time I've been observing that garbage going on, and a lot, even my other half would say, oh, gosh, here we go again. Nothing changes, no matter who is in there.
Well, that could be, but, you know, that's not always the case, though. I've seen cases or situations where there could have been change. I've actually seen some changes in government.
Could have been change.
Right. I
mean, but that's different than being a change occurring for the betterment, for the help, to help the people. Now, such as with Obama, he said he was going to do this, he was going to do that, and so on, ad nauseum.
Oh, yeah. Well, Obama was obvious, you know. I mean, I had no... The only thing that surprises me about Obama is that he didn't do one thing he said he was going to do. That's the only thing that surprised
me. Well, yeah. But the thing is, he was blatantly in your face about what he was going to do, even though it was a contradiction.
Right,
now, whereas his predecessor, the tiny shrub, he would on your back and basically stab you in the back at the same time. And call it patriotism. I mean, you had the Patriot Act. You had the NDAA. You name it.
Yeah.
The man was a bloody hypocrite.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hate to say that I saw him coming, but I did. You know, in 2000, a lot of people said, well, why can't you get behind George W. Bush? I said, you know, he sounds like he's such a good old boy from Texas, and he doesn't pretend to be too smart. But I know who he's hooked up with. I mean,
well,
right, yeah.
What politician isn't hooked up with those same birds?
Well, you know, I would have to say that Trump is a little different. He is a little different, and that's one of the
reasons
why the same birds don't like him.
Horse manure.
You think so?
I mean, he has a lot of money, yes. He probably is not getting any money from the international bankers and all that.
No.
But he does seek authority because, quite frankly, he's a businessman. He looks at U.S. as being a major corporation to try to take control of or do what he wants to. The question is, when he gets in there, if he does, pray forbid, whatever the case might be, so people are thinking, oh, crap, there she goes again. Should he get in there, they're going to sit his tail down and say, all right, young man, this is the way things are.
I don't know, though. I don't think he's that kind of a guy. I don't think they can control him. That's their problem. I mean, look at Cruz. They can control him.
Maybe.
Kasich. They can control Hillary, of course. They can control Bernie Sanders. They have basically access to controlling just about everybody but Trump. And that's
That's not entirely true, because they can threaten his family and all sorts of other stuff there, Steve.
So, I know.
You know, we can't write all this off just yet. If you see him change radically, you know, from, you know, the election cycle to Inauguration Day and forward, you know they got
you. Nailing it. You're nailing it.
They may be able to, but I think that'll all depend upon one thing, and this is what you got to look at, his VP pick. Because if he picks somebody who is as hardcore and determined to do what he wants to do as he is, I think you're going to have a problem with trying to threaten him. And this has been a historical problem with all the presidents of the United States. Well, look at Andrew Johnson. Okay, look at Lyndon Baines Johnson. Look at George H.W. Bush. Okay. This is what Roger Stone wrote about in his book. He talks about the first problem that any of the presidents we have had who have been elected as populists or people who wanted change was they allowed the party to pick their running mate. Now, when you had Al Gore behind, and you have Joe Biden, you know what I mean? When you had people like Dan Quayle behind man Bush. Yeah, I mean, when you've got people like that, nobody threatens, Obama because you've got Biden behind him. And that was what happened with Lincoln when he had Hannibal Hamlin as his vice president, who was more hardcore or more more radical, you might say, than Lincoln was. They wouldn't touch him. But as soon as the party found a way to move this Union Democrat who was a traitor, Andrew Johnson was nothing short of being a, I'm convinced he was involved in the assassination. Booth's calling card was found in his mailbox the day of the assassination. He knew Booth, or Booth said, Booth left the calling card, said, don't wish to disturb you. Are you in? This was left in the afternoon, the very afternoon. But see, what I'm saying is, you've got people, George W. Bush, or George H. Walker Bush ran for vice president, I think, four times. Four times. Who would want to be vice president?
Regardless of who he chooses or whoever Hillary chooses and all that, they're going to find some way to constrict that person one way or the other through that party, through that VP or the family or whatever the case is. There are ways of doing it and they know how to do it. They've been doing it for ages.
Yeah, it's true, but you got to remember he has a tremendous amount of security and he also has the ability to use what they call law enforcement.
You know, well, hey, what about
law enforcement?
What about the so-called Secret Service supposed to be watching over Obama in the White House?
Yeah, right. Well, look, the Secret Service who betrayed, really, John F. Kennedy. Let's be honest.
You made my point.
Right. But you see, the problem was with John F. Kennedy, you had a traitor by the name of Lyndon Baines Johnson involved in that as well. So what I'm saying is if you don't have a background or if you don't have a fallback, see, that'll be a big part of what's going to happen here. Let's look and see who he selects he will select his own vice president.
It'll be interesting to see how the dominoes start toppling.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that you may not have some good points, Francis, but I'm not sure it's quite the same. I don't think all elections are the same. I think there are sometimes.
I'll give you that. No, two elections are alike. Quite frankly, I think that's by design.
Yeah, that's true. And
because if it was, a lot of people would be waking up faster and quicker because they would notice that.
Oh yeah,
it started hitting them in the face with like a brick bat.
Yeah, you would think most. Elbert Howard from Black Panthers on Big Man Howard on, and we were asking him, and I asked him the question. Well, don't you think that Obama has really just been Bush 2.0? You know, and that was a kind of a question that he sort of pondered a little bit. I mean, he didn't really want to come out admittingly and say that was the case, but you know, that's all really Obama has been. You know, just Bush 2.0.
Maybe you should have asked that of Larry Pinckney.
Yeah. When was Larry on? I don't think I had him on. But get him on and we'll ask him.
That would be an interesting question to ask him.
Yeah. But you're right. You know, I mean, I can't make predictions and there's going to be pressures. And so you keep in mind.
I just don't sit back and observe what's going on and see what hits the fan, let alone the wall and sticks.
Yeah. Well, there are certain things and empowerments that we put into the presidential office now that are even more powerful than they used to be through executive orders, of course.
Oh gosh!
But you have to remember that his first top job definition by Constitution is law enforcement, and that means that he can actually arrest the entire Federal Reserve and throw him in jail. he could start picking people out. If he wants to, and he doesn't have to, I mean, he can use habeas corpus in the legal system, but he can arrest just about anybody he wants to. And anybody that comes into office next, like Trump, if someone else, or he has the authority to shake things up. And, they may try to get to him, but he says, well, you know, who's going to attack the CIA? Well, maybe they might, but the CIA director will undoubtedly change. The FBI director will undoubtedly change. The attorney general, all these people are going to be gone.
Person, but a different name, so c'est la vie to that idea.
Yeah, it's possible. When people
get a hold of power, or should I say authority over other people, they will sink their claws into it like an eagle and not let go until they fought off every possible opponent that's trying to challenge them.
Yeah.
Or should I say a bear? They're not going to let go of it.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to fight, that's for sure. I mean, it's going to be a fight. And will they threaten him? Absolutely.
When they do that challenge and all that, they're going to be a media circus as far as the so-called news outlets are concerned. Major media crap. So, go figure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but you know, in reality, I would be the first person as a journalist to say that he has every right to arrest the CEOs of the major news organizations and hold them guilty for treason. Absolutely.
These Trump people are or Obama?
Trump. I would arrest
Obama. Obama ain't going to do
that. Obama ain't
going to
do anything.
If you're going to suggest that of Trump, then why doesn't Obama do that now?
Obama's got him on his side.
Oh, you know, Obama, please.
They've been covering for him. Look, this guy is a complete fraud.
Oh, that I'm aware of.
And they've been covering for him for 9 years now.
Well, you know, of course. What I mean? It's interesting you said it because you just inspired another thought. When Trump makes the comment about he's going to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, well, what's stopping him all these many years from doing that until before now?
Oh, nothing. You can't even do that. The governor of Texas can't even do that, much less a billionaire from out of... No, he can't. He's tried. That's what's happened. I mean, all across Arizona, other places...
So he has to obtain the white royal chair in D.C. in order to have a wall built between.
That's part of it. It's law enforcement, you know, and that's protecting the borders. That is, by definition, the president's job constitutionally. That's what his job is. But that I understand. But you see, the we've had so many people who have hindered the process. That's why that wall is halfway built in some places and doesn't exist in others.
That's only because they're paid. They're basically people that are dealing with walls here and there are paid both sides of the fence, either to prevent it from being built and those that are trying to get it built, and both are paid against each other's will.
Yeah.
So
well. You know, we'll have to see how that goes. I know that Mexico has a very large wall between Guatemala and themselves there, you know, and that... Yeah, they don't like a lot of people coming in.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, if you stay in Mexico a lot longer than you're supposed to, you find out it's kind of uncomfortable.
There you go.
All right. No. Hey, thanks, Rick Francis. Good to hear from you. Talk to you soon. Hey, be right back after the break. Dave will speak up for a while because I'm going to prompt him on this show right here. You'll hear it. You'll hear it right on Lightspeed.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hey, here we are back again. Final segment here of Lightspeed, and tomorrow again, a very big show with Fred Kelly Grant, who's going to be talking to us a lot about the things he's been doing for over 50 years in law enforcement. He was at one time a federal prosecutor and in Baltimore, and he's, you know, he's saying Denver is one of the most wicked cities. The Denver government is one of the worst he's seen. Well, I can believe that with Hickenlooper down there. But Dave, I've said enough for a little while. I know you're just raring to go to say something. So you just got to help me settle down a little bit, buddy.
Okay. Frances has some good points, and you really can't blame her for being skeptical that Trump's going to be able to do anything because of the way the system is and how corrupt it is. He is somewhat of a wild card, and this is a little bit different than before, and this is going to be very telling as this all moves forward. There's a great deal of agendas out there, all separate, fighting with each other for the top spot, wanting to control whoever gets in that White House, whether it's Trump, whether it's Al Gore, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Obama or anybody else. And there's plenty enough other things besides money that they can threaten Donald Trump with. They certainly can't dig any dirt up on him because God knows they've been trying, but he's got family out there, and these guys will threaten family. They'll say, well, you're going to do what you want, or we're going to kill all of your family. And there's really not a whole lot he can do about that. He's got his own private security, but they can only do so much. You know, all you got to do is, you know, pay some of those guys off. You know, you might not be able to pay Donald Trump himself off because he's got billions, but I guarantee there's people working for him that aren't billionaires that could be paid off. So there is definitely some real tangible danger in all of this. And why do we have the desire to trust any of this? You know, this system has been one fraud after another, after another, after another, after another, and all of a sudden it's going to be honest? Well, you know, they're going to have to earn the trust. You know, I would kind of like to hope. And it is kind of interesting, you know, the people that don't want Trump in there kind of make me think that, hey, it might be a good idea to at least shake things up. But I'm still very skeptical that there's going to be any kind of useful change. I don't think it'll be allowed to happen. Because if nothing else, they'll do a Robert Kennedy on him and stick somebody else in there. And if he picks the right VP that's going to do the same thing, well, they'll kill them too. I mean, they've got this huge body count behind them. This is nothing new, so we're going to see what happens. It's interesting. It's different, at least.
Yeah, I think, you know, your points are well made. But, you know, I guess maybe I'm looking a little beyond the whole thing, theoretically, you know, Dave, and no pun intended. But, you know, they tried to kill Jackson and missed twice. They tried to kill Washington. Sometimes in the course of human events, something happens. And, you know, there's a judge that rises up. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's the case with Donald Trump or not, but the situation is that even Lincoln, they couldn't stop him. He was receiving assassination threats before he even got into Washington, D.C. for his first inauguration. He had a whole box full of them, you know. And there were several attempts, of course, and then, you know, when the war
was over. And in the end, they got him.
In the end, they got him, you know. But the war was over, is the point. You know, he got us through the war, and that was it. And that's the best he could do. And then, of course, the traitors were there, which we should have stood up to. It wasn't a war. It was traitors. But, you know, anyhow, we'll pick it up again some other time, I guess. Tomorrow, great show. Dave, how about a good send-off, and we'll see everybody back tomorrow.
Absolutely. Hey, we can always be hopeful. Hey, tune in tomorrow. We have Fred Kelly Grant on the show for a couple hours. We'll be back then. Stay safe. Stay free.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. With monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriot business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Cut the music. Cut the music. Right off the back, we got some important news from the CDC. That's right. The Center for Disease Control is now coming out with an absolutely groundbreaking study. They're hard at work. Remember, the CDC is the people we need to turn to for all health analysis, for all epidemic information, and so on and so forth. And they just have come out with, again, an absolutely revolutionary study. You will not hear this anywhere else. I'm glad to break it here on today's Bob Tuscan Show. It's January 7th, 2016. This is big, folks. The CDC is now reporting, again, breaking news, same-sex intimacy nearly three times more common for women than men. That's right. Women are more likely to get it on with one another. This is big news. Adults under the age of 45 were studied, and new research reveals women are almost three times as likely to report same-sex intimacy as men. And almost 7% say they're gay or bisexual, compared to 4% of men. Although these numbers have inched up in recent years, researchers have long noted that women exhibit more flexibility in their sexual preference than men. The findings are based